Good morning. Thank you so much for being here on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We are talking about what's happening in our city and some of the opportunities that there are to help other people in the community and to volunteer. Today we have Nancy Kirk, the Director of Philanthropy for the Ronald McDonald House. So welcome and thank you for being here.
Thanks, Danielle.
So I'm excited to hear more about some of the opportunities and some of the blessings, you know, that you're able to provide for families who are in difficult situations. So can you start by just telling us a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House and how it started?
Sure. Well, the wonderful thing about the Ronald McDonald House is that we're not just a house. We actually have we have other core programs that Ronald McDonald House Charities is all about. And we were actually started back in 1974 in Philadelphia, the house there. And Tucson, Ronald McDonald House opened up in 1981. And our mission really is to nurture the health and well-being of children and their families. And so the Ronald McDonald House is just one way that we do that. And we have care mobiles that we also have throughout Southern Arizona. We have one in Cochise County and soon to have one up in Pima County in the Marana area. And we have family rooms that we also, we operate in two of the hospitals here in Tucson, Banner Hospital and Tucson Medical Center. And so the house, the Ronald McDonald House, is a place for families to stay when they have a child who needs care at one of our medical facilities, and they have to travel to Tucson to receive that care. So the only requirements we have is that the family lives 30 miles away from the Ronald McDonald House, and the child is 21 or younger that's receiving medical care.
And the kids that are receiving care, is this, you know, any kind of diagnosis that's going to have the family here for a long term? Is it, you know, what does that time look like as far as how long the families tend to stay?
It is. It's for any diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And the families can stay up to 6 months at a time. Sometimes they'll stay for a night or two, but sometimes it's up to 6 months. It all depends on what the child needs to have done. And the absolute beautiful thing about the Ronald McDonald House is because we are supported by our community, we offer these families to stay at the Ronald McDonald House for no charge at all. We don't charge them a dime to stay there. So again, think about it. If they're staying up to 6 months,
that's
a lot of money.
That's life-changing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yeah.
And such a cool opportunity just to bless people who really need it. And I can't think, I'm a mom, I have two young kids. I can't think of something harder than watching my child go through some kind of crisis, especially some kind of a medical diagnosis. That's a really hard time of their lives. And I mean, the blessing of being able to keep them close to their family is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And that is just a part of it. The other part about the Ronald McDonald House and having families stay there is that the families get to meet each other who are going through the same difficult situations, and they actually connect with each other. And you wouldn't find that if they were staying at a hotel specifically. You know, they wouldn't even know each other, or if they were staying in their hospital room. But at the Ronald McDonald House, they can connect and they can talk and they can sit together. And a lot of times they're actually connected outside after they leave the Ronald McDonald House. They'll keep in touch with each other. I call that the magic of the Ronald McDonald. Those that know me, they all know that I like to use that word, the magic, because I really think that's what it's about, that families connecting with other families.
Yeah, that's an awesome opportunity for them to connect with someone who understands. It's so hard when you're going through something like that, if no one understands, you know, just to feel so alone and isolated. Mm-hmm. So to have that community built in is special. It's magic. I agree with that. That's really cool.
It is. It's magic. And the staff, we're all there in the house, and we have volunteers that come through the house. We have great volunteers that are in there, and they're cleaning our kitchen, they're preparing food for our families. We all take such good care of our families while they're there.
You know what's kind of funny, since you mentioned volunteers cleaning the kitchen, I am pretty sure that I was late elementary, early middle school when a group of, I can't even remember what group, school group, church group, I don't know, a group of us went down to the Ronald McDonald House, and that's what we did. We cleaned.
Oh my gosh.
And we cleaned the kitchen.
No.
And I have never spent more time and so meticulously cleaned than I did at the Ronald McDonald House. And it is like, it's just a memory that has lasted all these years because I knew that it was important. It was going to make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And so actually getting back there and making sure every single thing was clean, it was so important because it was the one little thing I knew I could do in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a lot of years later that I remember that. And
that's crazy.
It did really make that impact on me. So
that's great. So many of our volunteers do have the same impact. They really, truly feel blessed to be volunteering at the house. And they really, they're connected and they're committed and dedicated to be there every week to do certain things. And we have the same volunteers will come and they will clean or they will prepare a meal. And they are just wonderful. We could not run that house without our volunteers. We really couldn't.
And you mentioned not just the house, but that also you have other opportunities for families. You said in the hospitals there was a family room. Mm-hmm. What is that?
So it's a little extension of the Ronald McDonald House, and it's where families can go who are actually in the hospital. They can go and just get a cup of coffee or some water, just take a little rest from their child's hospital room. So if they need to get out for a few minutes and just take a little break and have a snack, they can go and do that. The one at TMC is right outside the NICU. So those parents that have teeny babies that are in there, they can just walk right next door and just get a little snack to help them get through. And yeah, the one over at Banner is the same way. And we have volunteers that staff the family rooms. And they are also extremely committed and so caring and kind. And they make sure that our families are taken care of and make sure that our families have what they need. So it's lovely.
That's awesome. What are some of the other opportunities that are available that are part of kind of the Ronald McDonald umbrella?
That's our volunteers really. I mean, like I said, our house is run on volunteers. So the opportunities are to volunteer at the house, at the family rooms. We ask for volunteers to come and cook for our families. We have a chef for a day program, and you can go on our website and sign up, and it's really kind of cool. You design the menu and you buy the items, and then you come and cook in our huge kitchen. We just remodeled the kitchen, and it is huge and it's wonderful. People love to go in there, and people always say, "I want this in my house. I want this kitchen." So yeah, so they can come and cook, and we have lots of groups that come in and do that for us.
So I heard about a really creative opportunity to come and cook. Earlier this week, the Blue Blazers were at the Ronald McDonald House. Mm-hmm. And my mom was on one of the teams.
Oh my gosh.
And they did this red versus blue.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of like the Hell's Kitchen kind of a thing, where they've got the two teams and they had their competing menus and they each cooked up their menu for everybody so that they could try it and had judges. And we don't know who won yet. I will say that.
Yeah, we don't, huh?
We won't find out until November 1st. So
I love it. Yeah, the Blue Blazers, part of the Arizona Bowl.
Yeah.
Came in and cooked, and there were a lot of them in that kitchen, but they were having a blast. Yep. They had little menus made up and everything for our families, and our families just loved it. The families that were there were enjoying it. They were enjoying interacting with them. And then the families that were at the hospital that came back later on, they got to eat the leftovers, and it just was really wonderful.
Well, and it's so cool too. I mean, since my mom was one of the, I think she was a team leader on it. And so she was working through menu and talking about different things and preparing the menus. And it was so much fun because it's this little competition, and it just kind of, it didn't seem like it was volunteering. It was a fun competition, but knowing that it's not just a competition to try to win, it's a competition to try to make people's days better, and that all those families that were able to enjoy that, I'm so glad that that they had so much fun. I heard it was a lot of fun.
It was. They were having a blast down there. I was in my office a long ways away, and I could hear them in there. And it just, I had to go down and check it out and see what they were doing. They were having a lot of fun. And it is really such a blessing to our families to be able to come home and have a home-cooked meal. And I say home, they come home because it is their home away from home while they're here in Tucson. And that is, it means so much to them to have a meal cooked for them. Because if they're at the hospital all day long and then they come back, that's probably the last thing they want to do is have to cook a meal. So to have that is just truly wonderful.
And to be able to have such a creative way to help people.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool that if you want to come in and just cook the meal yourself, you can do that. If you want to make it some kind of a fun competition, you know, there's opportunity, but that you can be creative about how you do it. I think that's something that's really fun about the cooking and being able to make your own menu and, you know, pick up the things you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And that does also help diversify a little bit so families don't have the same exact meal every day.
Yeah, exactly. We also try to make sure that we allow people to put their menu up on our website when they sign up for them to cook so that they can see what other people have been doing so that they don't duplicate. But I mean, sometimes it happens, but I'll tell you, our families, they're just happy to have a meal, honestly.
Yeah. Just having people come in that care and to not have to worry about it. I mean, that is a huge blessing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And again, that's the magic of the Ron McDonald House, right?
Yeah. We are talking to Nancy Kirk, the director of philanthropy with the Ronald McDonald House. Can you give us the website for the Ronald McDonald House?
Yes, it's rmhctucson.org.
And a good phone number?
520-326-0060.
And you are listening to Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes, and we'll talk about more ways you can volunteer and get involved. We are back with Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We are talking to Nancy Kirk, the Director of Philanthropy with the Ronald McDonald House. And we've heard a little bit about the house itself and how families are able to come if they live more than 30 miles away. They can come and stay in the home while their children are receiving care at, was it Banner and,
mm-hmm. and TMC.
Mm-hmm. And so that it's really a blessing in a time where families really need it. Mm-hmm. And they're able to stay for up to 6 months and there is no charge for them to stay. And so these are families that are facing very difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it'd be a very emotional time as your child is receiving these treatments. And so to be able to come and to cook or clean or to be present and volunteering in the family rooms at the hospital is such a great opportunity to really bless someone who, I mean, honestly, a smile is going to go a long way. That mm-hmm. cup of coffee is going to go a long way. Mm-hmm. You know, these are families that are really appreciating what's being done. And so it's a really cool opportunity to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Actually, and families can stay as long as they need to. It's families have stayed longer than 6 months too. So I didn't, when you said up to 6 months, I just didn't want people to think that they can't stay any longer than 6 months because they can stay as long as they need to. And many of our families come back over time. They'll go home and then their child needs to have some treatment again and they come back again. So a lot of our families are repeat families.
And we also talked about the magic of the Ronald McDonald House and just the sense of community that's there for the families. And, you know, if you haven't been there, I'm going to say I remember it from, I don't even remember how many, at least 20 years ago, if not closer to 25, when I was there. And, you know, I got to see for myself this place that it was magic. And I remember it all these years later, even though I was just cleaning the kitchen. And so, you know, it's cool when something has such an impact on you and you're able to remember it for all those years. I mean, that really speaks to the magic and the impact of a place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't believe you remember all these years later. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something too that I really want my kids to learn to volunteer, and I can't wait for them to be old enough to where they can start doing more in the community. And we try to do what we can now, but while they're young, we are limited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a really cool opportunity too when they get to see family members who are going and doing these things. I mentioned my mom, you know, was one of the team leaders for a recent, I don't even know what they called it, a kitchen competition where they cooked for the families and they had a lot of fun. And those are opportunities that when we're involved in the community, we can talk to our kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking off air a little bit about some of the opportunities that there are also to donate physical items, because this is a house that has people living there and that there are constant needs, just like your home does.
Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
I started thinking about, you know, what my kids would think if we packed up a big thing of toilet paper and brought it down to the Ronald McDonald House and just talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that this is very needed and it's going to make an impact and it's going to bless other families.
Yes. We love when kids come to the Ronald McDonald House because we can talk to them and talk to them about how they're helping other kids who are sick and can't get out of the hospital right now. And it really does, it makes an impact on them as well. So yeah, and you're right. Toilet paper, paper towels, laundry soap, anything like that. It's just like your house. We need all those items too.
And other than the items that are kind of household items for running your household, what are some other items that you can accept as far as physical donations?
Well, we have a beautiful wish list on our website that I gave you earlier, rmhctucson.org. And on there is a whole bunch of stuff that we could use, especially during the holiday season. Toys are always wonderful for the kids. We ask that they're new and not used, just because most of our kids are immune suppressed in some way, or they're going through some sort of treatment. And so we just ask that they're new items. We also love to have gift cards, because when we send families home, we send them home with some food. We have a program, which I didn't mention to you before, but it's called our casserole program. And we have groups that will come in and make casseroles for our families. And you have to make everything in at the Ronald McDonald House, by the way, in our kitchen. And then we freeze them and we give them casseroles to take home. We give them some other frozen things to take home. And then we give families gift cards to Walmart or for gas. And it helps them, first of all, get home, have a meal, and helps them, you know, get home using the gas. And then they can buy things, because usually they're going home depending on how long they've been gone, they've been going home to things that have been in the refrigerator for a long time and maybe spoiled. So yeah, they need a little help to get back home. So anything for kids, moms, dads, we could use. Clothes, slippers are always nice. And that's just about anything. Anything that, you know, that kids could want, puzzles and all kinds of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. And, you know, I love mentioning that wish list so that it's easy if you don't know what to get.
Yeah.
Then you've got a place that you can go and you can look and find that. And, you know, we were talking a little bit too about this casserole program where they're able to take something home, and how some people go in and bake and just have some goodies for them for the week. And, you know, it's a really cool opportunity, especially as holidays are coming, you know, get your family together. I will say my kids and I, we tend to go a little overboard sometimes, and then we have way too much stuff and don't know what to do with it. So we have to just give it all away to anyone who will take it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool that, you know, you can just go into the kitchen at the Ronald McDonald House and that you can spend some time there and you can still get your family baking time.
Oh yeah.
And then have it go to people who are really going to appreciate it. And it's really, you know, going to brighten their day to have you there and have you doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just call the house and get that scheduled. And we'd love to have you come out and do that. That would be wonderful. Yeah.
And as far as the volunteering, we've mentioned that you can come in and cook.
Yes.
And so you can go to the website and sign up to be the chef for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're wanting to volunteer in other ways, like in cleaning or volunteering in the family rooms, can you also sign up online? And how does that work?
Online on our website, there is a link to our volunteer page, and you just fill out a form and then McKay will give you a call and get something scheduled for you.
Awesome. It's a really cool diverse and fun way to volunteer. I am really excited about some of the opportunities, especially the holiday baking.
Oh, good. All right. I'll be expecting you then.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So we've talked a little bit also about some physical donations and the wish list, and there are gift card opportunities. You can donate gift cards. So there are really so many ways that you could get involved and help out. And there are also opportunities for tax credits. How does the tax credit work?
We are a qualified charitable organization through the Arizona State. And the Arizona State has this tax credit program, which is just really lovely because not many states do offer this, where if you make a donation to a qualified charitable organization, you can take that donation off dollar for dollar off of your state tax liability. So it's really a great thing. And they have other areas as well that you can make donations. The other tax credits, they have public school and private school and military and foster care that you can make donations to. And then those donations come off dollar for dollar, depending on what your tax liability is.
Right. So your tax liability isn't changing. It's just that you are designating that money where you want it to go instead of just paying it as taxes.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the limits for charitable contributions are $421 for individuals if you're filing individual, or $841 if you file married.
Okay. So. And that can be done anytime during the calendar year, and I think even up to when you file taxes.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good. Yes, that's right. You're right. Up until tax day. Yeah. So you can wait until you're filing your taxes for 2023, see what your liability is, and then you can make your donations at that time. Yeah.
And then you know that the money that you were going to pay anyway is the money that you're paying out. So it's a really cool opportunity. Definitely one to keep in mind. There are also some opportunities for corporate sponsorships. I'm thinking, you know, you've got a company, you want to spend some team building time, you can get together and go cook and clean and really take care of some families, or sponsor an event. And I'm sure that there are lots of other opportunities if you are wanting to be a corporate sponsor out there. But speaking of events, what is the event that you have coming up for us?
We have our Walk for Kids coming up on Sunday, December 3rd at the U of A Mall. And it is lots of fun. So, yeah, businesses, organizations can sign up. You can get a booth and come out. There are corporate sponsorships available. And it's just a fun time. We have probably about 1,000 or more people that show up to this walk. So it really is a good time. Last year it rained, so this year it's not going to rain. I'm putting that out in the universe right now. It's not going to rain.
I'm just going to say, considering it's December, hopefully it's not still 100 degrees.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's hope not, because the shirts that we do give out for registration are long sleeves. So yeah, better not be 100 degrees. It's actually quite nice because it is a little cooler at that time of the year. So it's fun to walk. Yeah.
Well, if you get me one of these flyers, I'll make sure and post that on my Facebook as well.
Wonderful.
And then anyone who's interested will try and post it again as it's getting a little bit closer. It is in December, so a couple months away. If you're considering a booth, though, is there a deadline for signing up for those either sponsorship positions or for the booth?
There is, it's probably right up until maybe a week before the event to sign up for a booth. Right now, our deadline just passed for businesses to be on our t-shirts. So we've already ordered t-shirts. So that deadline has passed. But other than that, other sponsorships, you can probably do right up until a week before. Sorry, Marissa. She's probably going to be mad at me that I'm saying, oh, do it the day before. Just what the heck.
We are wrapping up, but can you give us the website and phone number again?
Yes, the website is rmhctucson.org, and the phone number is 520-326-0060.
And thank you so much. This was Nancy Kirk, with the Director of Philanthropy with the Ronald McDonald House. And as always, go find us on Facebook and Instagram at Center Stage Tucson. We will be posting more information as these events are coming closer, so make sure you check it out.